Hello, friends. Hello, enemies. Hello, frenemies. It is I, Jason Field, back again for more. Whose movie podcast is this? I've had a little bit to drink, so that's good. And I love you. I miss my wife. She's at work. Oh my goodness. Anyway, this episode is so much fun. We talk about an awesome movie called The Final Girls, and we have a hell of a lot of fun. We get a little drunk on this one. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. I say that a lot. I've had alcohol. But without further ado, so some of y'all gave us money, and we love you. And we have something called the Dollar Haulers. And if you like our show and you want a hauler, give us a dollar. So for these Dollar Haulers, we have some awesome folks. We got Sean Faust. We got Firefly Podcast. We got Ryan Showalter and Nathan Ha. All of you are my favorites. That's right, listeners. I have favorites. And if you want to be my favorite, you gotta... Oh, God, I sound like a terrible person saying that. But anyway, I love you all. Just you, by you listening, makes me love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm so drunk. But I'm not sorry that you're listening to this show. So, we are part of longbox.fm. Go there and listen to other awesome podcasts like Nerd Noise or Firefly Podcast that donates money to our show. And we are sponsored by Riley's Brewing. If you want to be like me, drink Riley's. Now let's start the show.
All right, everybody, it's time for that movie podcast.
Yeah.
Shut up, I'm drunk.
Welcome.
Are you like a crazy person?
The negative. I am a meat popsicle.
Would you like to know more?
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
I don't know why. I didn't expect that. Is this going to be an issue?
Yep.
What?
No.
I saw a kitty.
Just step on its head already.
Oh, God.
Jump on the table.
But when I jump on the table, I get yelled at because I'm drunk.
Cool.
Put on your clothes. This is Applebee's. Get out of here.
Grow a tail. Maybe it'll change things.
I have one.
Longer.
Oh.
In the front?
There's a front tail.
Front tail, back tail.
Oh, look, it's so cute.
I look like
it's
one
playing
of,
with the table.
I look like one of those boxers that has their tail cut, but still kind of swings about.
Side to side in rapid fashion.
Rapid fashion?
Yes. Okay. So let's have an intro, shall we?
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's been a while. Well, not for you, but for us. I'm Jason.
I'm Matt.
I'm Stacy.
Thanks for ruining the fucking flow.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
And speaking of friends, we have another friend with us.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cat.
Oh, yeah.
And I did get a new cat. That's new.
It's going to be problems.
Yes.
It's going to be fine. It's not like we can't edit things out. Jeez.
I don't want to have to edit out like 2 hours of Stacy going, kitty.
Better not be here for 2 hours doing this shit.
Narrate your life, kitty. Ooh, jumping on the couch. Being an idiot.
Yep. That cat does. It waits
till like we're in bed getting ready to go to sleep, and then decides to just attack us like vigorously.
Yeah.
Stacey takes off at like 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah. Through the whole fucking house.
Be careful if she likes to sleep by your head, too, because mine decided to try and take out my eyeball one night when I was sleeping.
Oh, well, when she starts getting too crazy, I just throw her off the bed. And down the hall.
I try to keep Oliver out of the bedroom while we're sleeping, because I don't really like waking up to him sitting on the mantle, on the dresser puking. just
oh my god. All that's getting edited out.
It's my ringtone.
Yeah. You can put that at the very end of this episode. Oh
god. It's like nothing comes out. Accurate.
And then it just like walks away like kind of like nothing happened.
Whatever.
And then just like halfway looks back
the maid
at it.
Will take care well, like when of I
like when I grab him by the neck to try to aim him at like a paper towel, and he's still like fighting me like, "No, no. I puke where I want."
I put a paper towel in front of him and he backs away like, "No, I don't want it."
I'm busy.
Cat vomit. That's today's episode. Cat vomit.
Stacey, do your cat in heat noise.
Is it Stacey? No, it's Matt that does it.
Mandar.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Mandar, do your cat in heat noise.
The door is open.
So?
I'm gonna call the cats.
All the cats just come sitting at the door.
My cat noises bring all the cats to the yard. They're like, "Hey, you wanna make babies?"
And I'm like, "Wah, wah, 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 wah."
Yes.
You guys should just have competing cat noises.
That's what we said last time. We were going to have a cat in heat podcast. Yeah. It's just that for like an hour and a half.
Come on. We can't go on until you do it.
Hold on.
Got to get in the character.
I'm
a menstruating cat. Prep. I'm a menstruating cat.
Instead of a menstruating bird, like normal.
What? Birds get the menstruation?
She's implying things about my size.
Okay, I was gonna say, birds got the menstruation. I would think that it'd be like raining blood all the time.
Oh my god,
it's eggs.
Eggs?
That's true, yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
it
is. That's right.
Egg. Yep.
Matt's boss showed us something dirty yesterday.
Oh, boy.
My boss?
Was it your. Well, who's. The thing with the baby shower or whatever.
That was Christian.
That wasn't Christian. No,
were they eating baby food out of diapers?
That was Lugo. He was like, "I don't want to show your wife this."
Oh no, he's not. He's just a coworker. Oh,
okay, whatever.
He's just a coworker.
We're just friends.
Coworkers all assume I'm your wife.
Little do they know. Joke's on them.
We're just shacking up.
Living in sin.
Oh,
high five, Mandar.
Ting.
So white.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, it was like a picture of like a girl with like cum all over her leg. And it was like when your woman's not pregnant, but you give her a baby shower.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I know what to call it now.
Get ready for the baby shower.
It sounds like a cat puking.
Exactly.
I wish my penis made noises when I did things with it. Sounds like an old man.
Yeah. Coughing up all kinds of phlegm.
Oh my god. You would be single.
God.
But never alone.
Just wait till we get to the bedroom. we're done. I lose more women that way.
Oh, God. Are we recording?
Yes.
Damn it.
Wait, did we introduce ourselves?
We did, but then you were like, "Oh, you fucked it up."
No, it's fine.
Let's do it again. Welcome to...
things.
What podcast is this?
What does it matter?
Welcome to
What Does It Matter
Cat with Sean Faust. Jason's Den.
I'm Jason.
I'm Matt.
I'm Stacy.
Yeah.
Every time. It's fine. It's fine.
Our powers combined. We are That Movie Podcast.
That Movie Podcast. They're a podcast. Something.
Stop it.
Down to
podcast. Zero.
Anyway.
Captain Podcast. Podcast is yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you're both lame.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay. So how are you guys doing?
I'm
doing good, Jason. How are you?
I'm actually doing terrible now. Because I can chew on the air.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
that
horrible.
Does suck, actually.
My allergies have been killing me. Thank you guys for bringing me some Hall's Defense.
You're welcome.
Sponsor us.
They didn't have honey, sorry.
They did.
I know, I just said I didn't want the honey. I was half expecting you guys to bring honey.
I thought about
it. I was like, oh, shit. I shouldn't have even said anything.
Should never have said which one I don't like. No, I don't like honey either, so I wouldn't wish honey cough drops on anybody. They're ass.
Unless,
yet,
of course,
we
it's
are drinking
Riley's Brewery in yeah. Sancha. Blonde ale brewed with real honey.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Oh, it has honey?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
But
it's actually...
Have a taste.
I think this is the only one I'm going to be able to
Wait,
have. I'm already
You know what?
Beer
I
up.
Think I did drink this, but I won't say anything.
That's right. Riley's Brewery in Sancha. It's good for you because it has honey.
And
right?
Honey's good for you.
Fight off the allergies and everything else that lives in your body.
It's a Sancha that your girlfriend will allow you to have.
Not bad. You want one of those?
That is not bad.
You want one of those?
Yeah, sure, buddy. I'll take one.
You heard
bird.
It here, folks. I'm gonna go get one,
please.
And karaoke.
Lasted all day.
Ew.
I woke up drunk. Yeah.
If you
I
guys...
woke up fresh as a daisy.
My
daisy.
Daisy.
Oh my god.
James Urbaniak. Be on our show.
James
Actually,
Urbaniak.
He pronounces it Urbaniak.
I need an opening.
I have.
There's one right there.
I have such a crush on him.
You don't have enough openings.
Use the
top thing.
You
top
screw.
Thing.
No, you screw in.
You like
yeah.
this? Yep. stick your straw in.
You did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've got like a weird crush on James Urbaniak.
Yeah, he says it Urbaniak
I
on
I
his
don't,
podcast.
I don't want to say it wrong and offend him. I'm just
I know.
Saying James or whatever, however you pronounce it.
Marry me.
Please put babies in me.
Oh.
Little, my daisy!
I think your babies...
Sweater vest bespectacled
with
babies.
Your babies with Matt or your babies with James Urbaniak would probably look the same.
James Urbaniak, let's make James Urbania babies.
We don't look
babies,
anything like him, each other.
Urbabias.
Urbabias. Urbabiax.
Urbabiax.
Get me the baby axe.
No.
It's just an axe made out of babies.
We can do it in a test tube. That's okay.
You got it. That'd be
fit?
A pretty big test tube.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Whatever.
Stacy's already drunk.
No, I'm not. Well, I did have a pretty tall beer at Kelly's.
I had one beer.
I had one alcohols
so,
already.
So if you guys
today.
Haven't noticed by now, we're sponsored by Riley's Brewing.
Thank you, Riley's.
Thanks, guy.
What the fuck?
We're like a real podcast or something.
I know. It's weird.
I didn't have to pay for beer.
Like
it's weird.
I know.
We have a Patreon. We have a sponsor.
We actually get money through the Patreon, sort of.
People like texting me asking, what's that podcast
I know.
Dealy that you post about every other week?
Oh, it's That Movie
what's
Podcast.
That thing called?
That's the beauty behind the name. That
it's
Movie
so
Podcast.
It's so retarded that you remember it
exactly.
every time.
Don't say that word.
It's so Canadian, you remember it every time.
Good boy. Like, good job.
What the fuck?
God.
What's wrong with saying retarded?
It's not politically correct.
It's not.
Have you heard the show?
Have
that's
you met
not,
Jason?
That's not politically correct.
It's his word. He can use it.
What's wrong
it's
with
my
it?
Word.
The correct term is Canadian.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I apologize, all listeners in Canada.
Canadia.
Canadia.
Oh, okay.
Get it right, punk.
All right, my bad.
Quit. We love you guys. You have character.
So this the end of this coming week, we should get our keys to the new house.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Keyst.
I keep forgetting Keister. If you got it or not because you kept going back and forth.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, do you have a house?
You're like the
or
boy,
no?
You're like the boy who cried house.
house. We decided not to get it one time. That's it. And then we start.
But then you decided to get it twice. So
forth.
I'm still kind of.
Yeah, you're like, no. I'm gonna get a house. Nah, just kidding. I'm gonna get a house. Okay, Jason.
Like we're
fuck
gonna
you guys
this time.
And it's the same house and the same everything. It's just that,
where.
Is it this house?
Where is it?
Yes, it's this house.
Oh, congratulations.
Don't even have to move.
That was easy.
No, it's down the street that way. It's on... When I edit that out, it's going to be... It's on... Beep!
Okay.
But, yeah, it's cool. And I'm going to convert the whole garage. It's all mine. Ours. I mean...
Finally going to have a fungin.
That's right. And you guys are going to be the fungineers.
Yep.
We're going to hang whips and shit from
just,
the wall.
I just want I just want pulleys. That's all I want.
Just pulleys?
But I mean hand jobs, sorry.
Oh, okay. You don't even know how to operate a pulley. You'd rip your dick off.
Well, it's a learning experience. I lose more penises that way.
Mandar, we have a question that we have started asking people who have already answered the superpower question.
Okay.
And Stacy came up with it. So, Stacy, what's the question?
It is... I need to remember how to phrase it.
Get right on a piece
of
paper.
If you had, what would your
yes. Have you ever
have you ever had a dream?
Yeah. What would your not you and your hungry Snickers alter ego be?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
That's why I was trying to figure out how to fucking word it because it's a weird
if
ass.
If you were
sentence.
A Snickers, what would you be?
Yeah, which Snickers would you be? No, you know the commercials with the you're not you when you're hungry, you're Doris Roberts or whatever.
Right.
That who
yeah,
would,
okay.
Who would you be?
I got it.
What celebrity would you be? Mine would be Nick Nolte.
Oh, mine was the rambling kid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The stammering. Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't know anybody. Sorry.
Oh my god.
My
seriously?
Damn. I'm a trap queen now, apparently.
Trap.
I heard one, it's a, like a super black metal version. It's all...
Yeah. That one's my fave.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, so what thing are you when you're hungry?
I don't know.
Keaton Hat, got it. Keaton Heat, there it is.
Keaton Hat.
Keaton Hat. Keaton Hat.
Michael Keaton?
No, firm hats. Yeah, firm hats.
Oh my god. I want that to be my ringtone now. Keaton hat, got it.
You got a lot of ringtones, friend.
I know. There's a bunch of them saving on my computer.
That's right.
Too.
I was going to save the one of you getting upset on the.
Okay. Oh my god.
You should have.
All right. Hangry.
I don't know. I have to think.
Wrong answer.
Okay. Sorry.
She would be Mandar, I think.
Yeah. She's always hangry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end.
Thanks, Buzzkill. Anyway. We need to have theme music for, like, our questions.
That.
It's French toast.
Oh, I was trying to read the French
holy Frencholi.
What, they milked a French toast?
They did.
Milked it. Put it in a blender.
It's real. It's real French toast milk.
Tastes just like French toast.
Drink
except
it.
For my my coil is kind of burnt, so it tastes like burnt French toast.
Mm. Chug it.
It's still good. Still good.
Chug.
You think that I would die if I drank that?
Lots of babies have.
Lots of babies have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a baby. I mean, I'm like,
but
I'm in between.
You're like two babies.
I'm in between a baby and a
toddler?
Adult.
So you can't give me shit for it because you do it to yourself too.
Shut up. I have a complex now.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Baby complex.
It makes you more of a complex individual.
Band name, Baby Complex.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good one. Baby Complex.
I want Baby Complex.
I want Baby Complex. We're going to play some music.
and a guy and a goo.
Oh, that's perfect.
I looked down to reply to Rob for like 2 seconds, and you guys, what the fuck?
Starting to bend.
We started to bend.
Baby metal?
And the thing is Matt's going to play his trumpet, and it's going to sound like somebody who doesn't know how to play trumpet.
I was going to say, Matt hasn't played normal. His trumpet in like 12 years.
It's going to just be like kazoo noise, like the toy trumpets that they have. Yeah. And we have someone on keyboard, but it's just like the...
Fisher
I
Price.
Know, you love me.
Fisher Price keyboard.
Yeah.
That's shaped like a cat. We need to just get baby toy instruments. I have a baby toy guitar.
I have a baby toy keyboard.
I got a baby dick.
You keep saying that. They know.
Oh, my God. It's really good to see you guys again, by the way. This is fun.
I wish I could say the same.
Fuck. Try to be a little sincere on the show, and that happens every time.
That's how you know I love you, because I hate you.
That's true. Thanks, Bob.
I'm going. Bob. Never coming back. Bye.
I'm going too. I'm going to go bathroom.
What happened to that guy?
Well,
is he
dead?
That thing I do all the time.
He's actually here, but he's forbidden to speak.
Oh. Oh, I see him. Okay.
I thought he got trapped on that old person roll up the stairs thing. Like on Gremlins.
He just got trapped there. It's just a skeleton, like a broed out skeleton.
Still smells like Axe.
Look, she says she has to go pee. She goes out in the fucking room and just picks up the cat. Kitty! So what do you say we get into the movie talk?
Nah.
How's everyone?
I was going to say, did you do anything this week?
Let's talk. Well,
I'm getting a house, but
I masturbated like 10 times.
That's not surprising.
So, it's a low score for you.
I didn't have a lot of time.
I only had 8 days.
Jason.
What?
What did you do?
I beat The Witcher 3. Full completion.
Now you got to do the expansion?
Now I'm doing New Game Plus. Because it's like even more ridiculous. I'm playing on the second to hardest difficulty setting, and
pussy.
Whoa!
Well, okay.
I play on normal too.
No, it's.
Mandar, what'd you do this week?
Oh my god.
Well, like I said, I masturbated 10. That's 10. Times
throughout the week,
so like Sean is totally going to be touching himself whenever he hears this.
He's also
going to
be masturbating 10 times.
Shit. Yes, I mean, no, I don't do that. I've started playing Original Doom,
ooh,
so having fun shooting demons.
I got done with the new one, that was pretty cool. And then there's a level you can find that is built like Original Doom, but you're still 3D New Doom.
I was just telling you about that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me. I forgot already.
That's fine. I get it.
It's not important, so...
I wanted to get the new Duke Nukem, because I heard it super bad and it was on sale.
Oh, nice. Wait, there's a new one?
Well, the one that came out like 3 or 4 years
Duke Nukem 3D or whatever?
No, Duke Nukem Forever or something?
Oh, yeah, Duke Nukem Forever, yeah. How about you, Stacey? What have you done?
Besides
masturbating 8 times,
masturbated 10 times.
Besides that, and call out of work for being sick, and played a lot of Pokemon trading card game online.
Wow!
Yeah,
online.
Oh my god!
Wow!
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Wow!
Online.
Online.
Damn it.
Pokemon!
You sounded like you fell down a hole.
Have you ever played Pokemon?
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah.
Pokemon!
Well, Matt's been playing his Warframe shit. That's what I've been doing.
Oh my god, I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
Just play it.
I played it, like, a couple times.
I'm the only one at this table that doesn't play Warframe. Cool.
I don't know, she plays on PC, though.
Do you play on PC?
No.
PCZ?
No.
It's free.
Part-cheesy.
Get it on PC.
It is free.
Yeah. So, Matt.
I've been playing Warframe.
Yeah.
Sorry, I stole your thing.
You really led into his thing.
I did. It was more of a segue.
I didn't complain, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
So we watched a movie.
Yeah, yes. Exciting.
43 minutes in.
All right. The Final Girls is a 2015 comedy horror. A young woman grieving the loss of her mother, a famous scream queen from the 1980s, finds her...
She gets the herpes.
Finds herself pulled into the world of her mom's most famous movie, reunited with the woman she must fight off the film's maniacal killer.
I can't find a tagline.
I'll do the tagline. You can do the
Magigger.
Yeah.
Magigger.
The cast?
Yeah.
What? I get to read the cast?
All right, I'll do both. Okay. There's no tagline, but here's a message from Sam Raimi. A love letter to the 80s slasher film, The Final Girls is delightfully devilish.
This was directed by Sam Raimi?
No,
He wrote a love letter to it.
He wrote Aww. About it being a love letter.
Aww.
You're the girl from American Horror Story.
That looks like my cousin.
Who obviously looks like you.
That doesn't look like me.
You look related.
You guys are fucking high. You just see hair. That's all you think of me.
Yep.
I'm just a big
hair.
Mop of hair.
Hair.
Yep.
Hair.
Hey,
hair,
that looks hair, like me.
Hair. Hair.
Top build cast.
Amanda.
Thaisa Farmiga. Is that how you? I never know how to pronounce her damn name. That's how it's pronounced. Thaisa Farmiga is
Farmiga.
Max. Malin Ackerman is Nancy, her mom. Alexander Ludwig as Chris. Nina Dobrev as Vicky. Alia Shawkat as Gertie.
That's maybe.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Maybe.
For Marissa Development.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Thomas Middleditch as Duncan. Adam Devine as Kurt.
Devine.
Adam DeMamp as Kurt. Angela Trimber as Tina. Chloe Bridges as Paula, Torian Thompson as Blake, Reginald Robinson as Hunky Hiker.
Where's the beef?
So I have to say,
of other people.
I have to say, since like listening to the Pistol Shrimps, all kinds, mm-hmm. she's Angela Trimber's on the Pistol Shrimps.
That's what it was.
And when I saw her in this movie, I was like, holy shit, because I just watched the Pistol Shrimps documentary.
We were trying to remember what it was that she came up.
Yep.
That something.
Angela
that she did.
Swaggy Trim Trimber.
She's also the darkness in an episode of Workaholics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
With Adam DeMamp. How'd I get three beers?
Because I gave.
I'm not complaining.
Because I'm a delicate flower and can only drink half a beer.
My cherry blossoms are wilting.
Okay.
Anyway.
So.
Tagline.
There was no tagline.
Oh, that's right.
I read the thing.
You read the thing.
Jason, where have you been?
This movie.
Tagline, The Final Girls.
2015 horror comedy. Sorry.
Tagline, Highlander rules.
Yeah.
What?
Highlander rules.
Yeah.
Like when she became the final girl, it's kind of like Highlander.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning.
That's true. It kind of was, huh? Except for she didn't kill her to absorb the power.
Kinda.
So it wasn't Highlander rules, because that's a pretty...
Kinda.
That's a pretty integral part of the Highlander rules.
But it's kinda.
Kinda.
No.
Yeah, it's final integral.
I disagree.
It's the final integral.
I'm not even drunk. Hi, Rileys.
Yeah.
Be my friend. Anyway. Final Girls.
Anyway.
So I didn't even hear about this movie until last night.
Yeah, I heard about it last year. I actually did a review on it on that post I made
around
last Halloween.
Okay, so
it was like one of the 30 horror movies I watched. I liked it a lot. My only issue is that it was rated PG-13. It's about slasher movies.
Yeah. I was surprised that there wasn't more adult things in it.
I guess the whole deal was originally this movie was going to be picked up by New Line, and in order for them to be okay with it, they wanted to take out the mom and daughter story.
What?
So the creator of it...
Sexiest.
Didn't want to do that, so he started shopping around, and Sony actually picked it up, but the agreement there was that it had to be PG-13.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But oh well. It was still a good movie. Like I was telling you, it's not Cabin in the Woods
level, but it's pretty good.
So the movie's called The Final Girl, and you learn about it in the movie, but I don't know if a lot of people understand what a final girl is.
What is a final girl, please?
A final girl is the person that survives the end of the slasher, and it's always a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always a virgin.
Yeah.
So it has some rules to it.
Yeah.
So I want to do a little quiz.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
About horror movies.
Yeah, I'm glad Amanda's here.
My least favorite genre.
I don't know anything.
I'm not happy Amanda's here.
Okay, Aubrey Plaza.
I don't know anything.
Okay, so I'm going to name a final girl, and you got to tell me what movie they're from.
Oh, my fucking God.
I don't know people's names in movies.
I'll give you the actress name, too.
Can I just... Okay, go.
All right. Leela Crane, played by Verna Miles.
Is this like a multiple choice?
Nope.
Can I have a clue?
Psycho. Jason. Psycho. What?
What the fuck?
Yeah, say do mouth names.
Yeah, see, that's so I get the point then, because I was going to say Psycho.
Mouth names.
Yeah, you're using mouth name.
So I get the point.
Mouth names.
No, my mouth is named.
I don't get it. Okay.
All right. Sally.
Mop.
Sally Hartstein.
Your mouth name.
Played by Marilyn Burns.
Sally Hartstein.
Can I have a hint?
Cannibals.
Cannibals. Cannibals. Cannibals.
Redneck family.
Texas
Jason.
Hills Have Eyes?
Jason.
Hills Have Eyes.
Nope.
Fuck!
Stacy.
Hills Have Eyes
Stacey.
Too.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yes.
Yay.
I didn't see that.
Laurie Strode. This is gonna be easy. Played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Jason.
Jason.
Scream.
Wrong.
She wasn't in Scream.
Jamie Lee Curtis was...
No, she's not.
Stacy.
Stacy.
Is it Halloween?
Yes.
Fuck. She was in Scream, wasn't she?
Was it?
No.
What the?
She was like an old lady by the time they made Scream.
Yeah,
she's in Scream Queens.
She was like a... Oh.
Oh.
Girl.
Jason. Girl.
I hope you guys are keeping track of your points. I'm not.
I got two.
I got one.
All right, this one's going to be easy. You guys got to be quick. Ellen Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver.
Jason.
Jason.
Alien.
Yep.
What just happened?
You should watch that movie sometime,
the
Amanda.
Rage.
It's pretty good.
That's Amanda's favorite movie.
Alcohol is dulling my senses.
And it's just making Jason better.
Yes! Thank you, Riley.
Alien!
You did it. Minus 1 point for you.
Amanda's at negative one. How do you do negative one with your hands?
Just chop off a finger.
There you go.
Chop right. it off. Alice Hardy, played by Adrienne King.
Alice Hardy.
The movie is very similar to this movie.
Jason.
Jason.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
I don't know my name.
You haven't even had all. We had one beer. Thanks, Riley's.
All right, this one I don't think I count as a final girl, but it's still on the list. Wendy Torrance, played by Shelley Duvall.
Can I have a hint?
Come play with us, Billy, forever and
ever. Oh, Stacy.
Stacy.
The Shining.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
I haven't seen that movie.
Fuck.
That's the next movie we need to
do. Let's do The Shining. What the fuck?
All right. Nancy Thompson by Heather Langenkamp.
Who are these bitches?
I don't know.
Nancy Thompson.
They're all like from the 80s. We don't know these people.
That's anymore. A fake last name.
I was born in...
What's the hint?
89.
One, two, someone's come for you.
Oh,
that one
Stacey.
Movie.
Stacey.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Disappointment.
All right, this one I also don't think counts as final girl, but it's on the list. Clarence Starling, played by Jodie Foster.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Is that your name? Jason.
That's my name.
Jason.
No, my name.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Fuck you. Kill yourself.
Silence of the Lambs.
I probably wouldn't have accepted that anyway. What's a Silence? All right. I would hope.
Ow.
I would hope that this person would get this. Okay. Sydney Prescott, played by Neve Campbell.
Stacy.
Stacy.
Scream.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Stacy's mom.
When did we come
to
stop
it
saying her
on.
Name?
Stop it.
You're when winning. It's the first time we've ever done a quiz.
It's not fair. I wasn't here.
I got like four? Am I at four? I think we're tied.
High four.
No. You're
all right. We only got a few more left.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Rachel Keller, played by Naomi Watts.
That girl.
What's the hint?
7 days.
Stacy. Oh, no. The ring.
Yes.
No.
God dang it.
No. No.
All right. A couple of these are going to be hard because I haven't seen this one.
I've never seen The Ring.
I know.
Oh, my God. What the
What's
fuck?
What's wrong with you?
I'm not a real big horror movie fan.
The
Ring.
I wasn't for a long time.
They're
going to
do
The
Ring versus The Grudge soon.
I know. I heard.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Sarah Carter, played by Shauna McDonald.
The girl.
Are you, is that your
Vagina.
Name?
Vagina.
Vagina.
Point for Mandar. Courtesy point.
All right, this one takes place in a underground cavern. And these weird little bat people are running around.
Bat people, descent, the thing.
Names?
Say your name, Amanda.
Me.
Go me.
The descent.
Yes.
Yeah, motherfucker, suck my dick.
1 point for me. Not for Amanda.
For me.
How many points do you have, Mandar?
I would have more.
All right, Aaron, played by Sharni Vinson.
Sharni?
S-H-A-R-N-I.
Sharni. Sharni the dinosaur.
Okay, hint. Hint is this was my favorite horror movie.
Stacey.
Yes.
Cabin in the Woods.
Nope.
What?
This is my favorite horror movie from that I watched last year on the list.
I have no idea.
This is basically grown up Home Alone with a lot of
violence.
Home
Alone?
Yeah.
Where do you get a home alone?
You got to go to the bank. The butt bank.
What's the movie?
It follows.
The call. The.
Sleepaway camp.
Call's coming from inside.
People
the house.
In animal masks.
Oh, fuck. What's it called? What's next?
That's new, right?
Is that what it's called? Me.
Yeah.
What's next?
Nope.
No.
Close.
You're next.
Yes.
Yes.
You're next.
That's new, right? Is that the one with Michael Cera?
2011. What? There's a horror movie with Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
The hell?
He's in a horror movie.
All right, final one. Final one.
Final girl.
The final girl. Mia Ellen, played by Jane Levy. It's a remake.
Thanks.
Yep. It's a remake that involves a boomstick.
Jason. Evil Dead.
Yes. 2013.
Five. I got five on it.
So did I.
Na, 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 let's get keyed.
Come on, homies. Let's watch movies.
Did you both get five?
Yeah.
High five.
I need a tiebreaker, though.
Okay, tiebreaker. Just like IMDb, your favorite horror movie.
I don't watch a lot of slashers.
Cabin in the Woods.
I don't know the actors.
I've never seen Amanda this inebriated before.
All it took was the smell of beer.
Yep. Look at her just like staring blankly at the beer bottle too.
You betrayed me.
Thanks, Riley's.
It's too fast. It's too fast.
You want one, baby?
Too furious.
Got it. 1 point.
Yes. Still losing.
My mom still believes in me.
I don't remember the character's name, but Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Who's she?
Oh, Stacy. I know what you did last summer.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
You win. Here's a bottle cap.
I know.
Come and get it.
There you go.
Horror price. Oh, I'm going to frame it. I'm going to. Oh, my God.
What does your shirt say?
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
It's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
I've never seen Amanda like this before. You know, we have wine.
No,
you want wine?
I told you no more, motherfuck.
I think I'm going to pour Amanda a glass of wine.
I'm not going to drink it.
Motherfuck.
You should.
I'm not.
You should.
No.
This is fun.
It's not fun.
Let loose a little bit.
Suck my dick.
Let down your hair.
Let down your hair. Wait. This is the only mode she has, is hair down.
I meant the down hair.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
My hair is down.
Take off the net.
Zip.
On the floor.
It's poking through my pants right now.
Oh, my God.
Got caught in my zipper.
Just braided into your zipper.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Tuck it in my sock.
It's like a wizard beard. For your vagina. It's
wizard beard and sleeve.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
So, the final girls.
Yeah.
Tell me about this movie, because I don't know.
Starring Amanda.
Yes, very much.
That's you, in case you forgot your name.
I don't have that much flannel.
She had the one flannel shirt. That's all she ever wore.
Oh.
It was a 90s thing.
It's 90s.
I just assumed that this movie took place in the 90s because she had the old school phone.
But that was newer than a 90s phone.
That's true.
Maybe she was stuck.
Maybe she was stuck in the 90s. Hmm. I had a phone that played video in the 90s.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What the fuck in the
90s? No, no, okay, no.
Somebody had a damn iPhone.
Yeah, when was the first iPhone?
That
2007?
That rich girl had an iPhone in it.
That's true, and it was a new iPhone.
Yeah.
So she had an old phone.
Maybe. Not even that.
Flip phone.
Her mom died. Leave her alone.
She doesn't have the fancy shit. The one that was popping out her all, she's got like a brand new phone.
It could fit in my mouth.
Yeah. Fit a phone in your mouth.
I wanted to slap that chick in the face, and then I wanted to give her a big old hug and just say, it's going to be okay.
Which one?
The Adderall chick.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
The first
Jason
Adderall chick.
Slaps women.
But it's going to be okay.
But it's going to be okay because I'm going to slap her because she's acting like a bitch.
And slapping right. women.
But then after that, when she finally realizes that she's being a bitch, I just wanted to give her a big
right.
old hug.
Abusive. So you're going to. Abusive cycle.
I just wanted to hold her.
Slapping
and
hugging. Slapping and hugging. That's
you
all
want,
he does.
You want to teach her my that she's been doing so wrong by inflicting
violence.
Harm on her. Yes. Because then she'll understand that she fucked up.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way humans react to things.
Oh, my fuck.
So the final girls.
You're going to be a great dad.
Gee, thanks.
You got a B? It's going to be okay.
Come here. Come here. It's okay.
Ha! Surprise.
Ouch. Sorry. Yeah. Ow.
I feel it on my skin.
So.
So the beginning.
Yes. In the beginning.
So when she's sitting out in front of the car. She was so tiny. Like, that little girl was so tiny. And she was, like, I just, the only thing I thought about was me trying to, like, even fit into the car.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you said the car.
Yeah. But she was sitting there with her feet all up and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, if I was in that thing, I would just be, like, you know, my knees would be up to my chest.
They probably would have lived the car crash because it wouldn't have flipped over.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have been sitting in the back seat.
You just punch your feet through the bottom like Flintstones and just break.
Yeah. Yeah. But man, it was like, I don't know. It's the first scene really got me. And then like when the mom died, I got really sad. And then like.
Oh, tell us about your feelings.
No. Oh, Jesus. Let me drink some more.
You got to get on Amanda level.
Shut your dick.
Angry drunk.
I like it.
Can I shut my dick?
You can try. You can.
I'll shut it for you.
Is that what the male kegel is?
Yep, it worked.
Just like a fish, like looking
yeah, like
for
little
food.
Fish. Oh my god, that's a visual.
It's like you're working the muscle at the very tip of your urethra.
It's a new meaning to penis kisses. Yeah.
Dick kisses.
It's when the penis kisses you.
Stop it. You must stop.
Nope. Keep going.
Feed me. Feed me.
Stop throwing shit in the podcast room.
Ball caps. Fuck.
Don't.
Fuck.
Don't.
Do it again.
Don't fuck.
Don't fuck. Final Girls.
Movie. God yeah. damn.
How did the beginning make you feel, Jason?
It made me feel really sad when the mom died because, like, it was so funny. Like, because.
So
I
funny
mean,
when she died.
No. Oh, my God. You know, being a dad and wanting to.
Yes. Sorry, I'm done.
You gotta slap her then hug her. What's wrong
yes.
with you?
What I'll do next time.
I'm done. I promise.
No, but you know, being a dad and having a kid and you know wanting to take care of the kid and do whatever you can to do it.
That's what the mom was doing, and then some freak accident happened, and she dies. And it's
yeah, because her daughter spilled coffee on her damn books. Don't spill coffee on your mom's books, kids.
Or you'll kill her.
Or she's gonna die.
People die.
Oh my god.
That's what happened.
Jason's gonna hit me and hug me. He's got that look in his eye. This fucking bitch needs to learn.
Yep.
She you gotta learn. She done wrong.
I'm gonna done learn ya.
It was just sad. It made me sad. But then after that, like, you see how she's kind of maybe not dealt with it, but she's moved on and she's been able to still live her life. And
I think the part that was sad to me was the relationship between the mom and the daughter was more of a friendship.
Yeah.
And even at the beginning, Stacy thought they were like sisters friends or something because of the age difference.
Like, yeah,
it's so funny because, yeah, she looked old, but not old.
Well, yeah,
the mom was
when
very...
we rewatched it today, there's a part like in that first scene where Max calls her mom. And even today when we rewatched it, I was like, yep, that's the part of the first time where I was like, mom, she's your mom. They act like sisters.
Mom!
Yeah.
And that's because she's a very immature mom. Like, you could tell that she wasn't...
No, man, she's a cool mom.
Yeah, so she wasn't a very good mom, but she was doing the best she could.
I don't want you out there drinking. You gotta drink under my roof so I know you're safe.
That's not that bad.
Need some condoms.
When they're, like,
some snacks.
Old enough. Here, kids, here's some condoms.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do condoms. That to my kids.
Kat, you're in here.
Oh, boy. I thought Stacy was going to be the one with the problem.
Distraction Central.
She's so cute.
Want some beer?
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to turn to Amanda and get mad.
She's going to be attacking everybody's feet the whole time.
I don't know my name, mainly because Jonas changes it every day.
Yeah. I wanted to name her Hanma Boogie.
Hanma Boogie.
That was the first name Jonas picked for her, and I was just like... I'm so proud of my son.
Actually, it's...
Hanma Boogie, Makichise.
Hanma Boogie.
Why can't a girl cat be named Boogie?
No, I know. I like the
He's
name
yes.
Hanma Boogie.
It's Boogie.
But then Jonas changed her name to Shelly.
Shelly?
Shelly Maboogie.
Yeah.
You need to put a leash on your child.
Gotta smack him and then hug him.
Anyway... So whenever they get to the scene where they're all sitting in the diner, that's when I was really like, okay, this is a comedy, you know, like, because before it was just so, I got really sad.
Well, I mean, at the beginning of the movie, they show the fake trailer, and that was kind of like...
That was pretty funny, yeah.
So I got that from there, but yeah, it ended up being more serious than I thought, because of the
mom and daughter
the
thing.
The mom death.
It gave me feels.
But yeah, I really liked... I really liked how they had a good balance because it wasn't just like, oh my God, this is such a downer. Or on the same token, it's like you could still understand the horror aspect, even though like I didn't think it was scary at all. But I mean, there were horror-ish things throughout the movie. Yeah.
Tropes.
And you got that it was a horror movie, sort of.
Yeah. All right. So the introduction of the other characters was kind of... cool, like you can get the feel of the friendship right off the bat.
Yeah,
but you know that they kind of, in a way, they kind of tiptoe around the death of the main character's mom. Like they don't really like they apologize a lot. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I said that.
Well, that's kind of the way it is in real life, though. Like when you have a parent who dies, nobody knows how to talk about it, and they're like, okay, you know, and they just try to dance around.
And then
it.
You kind of later on find out that she isn't who she was for a while because of the way that the death of her mom affected her.
Definitely, yeah.
So we meet the friends. We find out that the...
Thomas Middleditch is there.
Thomas Middleditch.
Thomas Middleditch, little bitch.
Real cool guy. He's I'm him.
Yeah.
Him in this movie is me in real life.
He was awesome, but he was such a fucking dick.
It's me.
Hey, I hear your mom's dead, but come do all this shit.
Yeah, so we find that there's a cult following on the horror movie that her mom did.
Boner for your dead mom.
Take it away, Stacey.
Aww.
Boners.
There you go. Keep going.
Dead mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wing. Do it. Go. I'm sorry I interrupted. Go.
I don't know where it was anymore.
There's a cult following for this movie, and
they want her to be on the fucking Q&A.
Yes.
Of her dead mom's movie
and relive her dying again.
Yes.
What?
Because she dies in that movie.
Yeah.
But then the movie takes a weird twist where it turns into the last action hero.
Yeah, the last horror hero.
Yeah, the
final girl.
Catches fire. And so
that scene was actually pretty interesting, too, because they couldn't actually light that theater on fire. So they lit a bunch of curtains on fire somewhere else and then superimposed them into that scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I want to point out to the fact that the whole reason why this shit happened was because of a fucking hipster and his fucking clove cigarette.
Oh, yep. Well, that and the asshole who dropped his...
Nah, he's fine. He's just having a good time.
Liquor's okay, but clove cigarettes.
Something's fucking wrong
with you. Clove cigarettes are never okay after.
Yeah, but vaping? That's totally hipster.
Yeah. Some people.
The banana Panama unicorn dick flavor. What do you got?
I want something natural like Mountain Dew or churros.
Give me that Dorito flavor. Mm. I got a game tonight.
Actually, I have French toast, so it's not just as bad. Thanks, vaping.
So the theater catches on fire, and they escape the theater by walking through the movie screen.
And that's how movies work, is you go through the screen, and you're in the movie.
Yep.
You walk through, like, that's exactly how we always thought it worked when we were kids. You got up there somehow, you could walk through the dimension and get into... Go play with Land Before Time.
Shot
what was your favorite movie as a child?
I watched a lot of Land Before Time. I watched a lot of Lion King. I watched a lot of Ren and Stimpy. I could go on. But
that's
not
a movie.
I know. But still watched a lot of
Is there a Ren and Stimpy movie?
No.
No.
But if you watch like four episodes, it is.
Yeah. But they walk through the thing and they show up and... The forest, and it's all vibrant colors and shit.
The funny thing about that was in the script they had written that they went through a portal to a Technicolor world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the prop team decided to make it actually like Technicolor looking. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? There's like vibrant flowers and all this bullshit.
It was magical.
It looked good. I liked it.
I think they toned it down from what they actually did, though. Like, it was all these like crazy flowers everywhere.
Oh, but like the scene where Malin Ackerman... I can't remember what provokes it, but she like takes off crying. I think somebody Vicky tells her like, "Oh, you're supposed to die. You're just the shy girl with the clipboard." And so she takes off and she's crying under a tree. And Max goes and finds her, and it's like this like ethereal fairy tale like
yeah, it's like all these like yellow flowers and
tree and just like wildflowers and like little. It was gorgeous.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
I hate it.
What the hell?
Wow.
Don't you want to watch it?
Yeah, I do.
Steal some good vape juice.
That transition from the Technicolor to the black and white was awesome, though. You see it like dripping down from the ceiling and stuff. That was pretty badass.
Yeah, I really liked the anytime they did the flashbacky stuff.
They had some shitty effects, like with the car crash. Both car crashes.
Well, so no, there's a big difference between the two car crashes because
I knew that Jason was going to bring up the shitty car. Right,
yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying like between there's such a huge difference between the animation on like the car crash and the transitions that they used.
And this the first car crash in this was like super super CGI shitty. Yeah. But like I told Matt like after that part, was like, I know Jason's gonna.
No, it didn't matter.
He's gonna say something about that shitty CGI right there.
It was shitty CGI, but it didn't matter. Like I still liked it.
But there's I think they're trying to make a point across. Well, I think they're trying to make a different point on there is that they on purpose had a shitty CGI car crash at the beginning, but then later on, when they're getting away in the Firebird, that was an actual car crash and it wasn't CGI. So it kind of gives you like nowadays we do shitty CGI and back.
That's true. That's
then
a good point.
We do like actual. Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Adam still looks pretty shitty when he landed. Like that was pretty.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
My legs have elbows now.
Yeah, that was so funny. There was so many scenes. Okay, first I got to talk about Thomas Middleditch's character when they were in the real world, and he tried to jump over that thing and he tripped. That was hilarious.
That made me laugh so hard.
That wasn't ad-libbed. It was he did it during rehearsal. But they kept it in because it focused on the part two poster.
Yeah.
That he was standing next to, so they kind of kept that in.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the part where, like, was that the part where he, like, did that and he was just in the back behind the curtain, like, carrying on for forever?
When he was going, ah!
Yeah. That was on the outtakes.
Yeah. I wonder if he really hurt his foot.
I think he did on that part.
It looked like it. Yeah. I love that they had the outtakes in the credits,
yeah,
too. That was awesome.
Love outtakes.
And then you could tell with just the outtakes, too, that a lot of both Adam's and Thomas's dialogue were ad-libbed.
Yes.
And they kept a lot of that shit in there.
And I was telling Matt, like, I feel like anything Adam does, Adam in particular, like, he can't do what is written for him. He gets the script, and he's like, okay, I'm going to rewrite all of this, keep the general idea, but make it Adam. Because, like, he just, like his
he's
character
the same
in this was Adam from Workaholics, it seemed like. Just, like, the way that he talked and, like, his mannerisms and shit.
Or even, like, Pitch Perfect, he's pretty much like himself.
Yeah, that too. It's
hey,
like Adam. Was Adam
one of the girls in this?
He can sing.
Wasn't one of the girls in this in Pitch Perfect?
I don't think so.
Mariah says no.
So
that's how I know
it's
I'm right.
Be true.
That's how I know I'm right.
I've only seen.
I have to side with my wife.
I've only seen the first one too. I'm not like the. I would not know.
So maybe.
If it wasn't.
Hey, maybe he's
it's
in
a
this.
Solid maybe.
If
yes.
it wasn't that Anna Kendrick.
And she was pretty damn good in it.
Or
too.
Rumor, whatever her name is. Rumor, Rebel, big chick.
Rumor has it.
Yes.
Adele.
Did it make you sad?
Adele was in it.
Matt sang Drake last night. Matt danced to Drake last night. Holy shit. I just remembered that.
I want to see that.
I'm sure I'll find a video this week.
Oh,
there
was
Was it Hotline Bling? Because that would be hilarious.
There was,
okay.
There was about five
people
recording.
Were you throwing
recording.
The pizza?
Doing,
throw
just,
the pizza.
I
was
doing something.
This thing.
Then I Ash Ketchum with my hat.
Nice.
Scrubbing his crotch?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was...
I know when the hell I be.
It was something.
Sounds like an elevator song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And I sounded like a person from New Jersey there, too.
Canada.
A deaf person.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I did the joke, right?
You did.
Did I? Hi, Sean.
Sean called me, like, right before Amanda got here, and he goes, Hi, Dayton.
God.
He does it to me all the time.
No.
It's awesome. Thank you guys for putting up with us.
I thought the rules of the movie were kind of weird, though. Like, they didn't really explain it. And then Stacey was pointing out, like...
It was all just whatever was convenient.
Why were they able to take the mom back into the flashback this time, but not the first time?
The second time. And then the first time, it was just the four...
It was just whatever was convenient. There was no consistency
Isn't
at all.
Isn't that usually how it goes?
Yeah, it's usually how it goes.
Well, yeah, there's so that this is that's actually one reason why I really don't like horror movies is because they change the rules on them all the fucking time. So
that's probably why they did it then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I mean, I was watching this one movie. What was it called? Truck Stop or something like that? Something stupid.
Joyride?
No, it was there was one that was called like Truck Stop. It had the guy Joey Russo or whatever.
Glory Holes.
No.
As far as the eye can see.
Was it called Glory Holes? What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Look it up.
You said Truck Stop. I thought Glory Holes.
I think it's called Truck Stop, but I was watching it with some friends, and they have like all these weird things. Like there was one part where this girl walks by this trailer, and there was a person, or there was like flashes, and you hear like pictures being taken, but they never reference it again. And there's all this other bullshit in there that they just throw in just to be like, oh, this will be creepy. And they just keep changing the rules. And so it's like, is it a demon? Is it a person chasing him? Is it a this? Is it a ghost? Is it a blah, blah, blah? And you never get any sort of a solid, like, what the fuck is going on here? It's just something to, you know, freak you out for an hour and 20 minutes.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
There was one scene that was really creepy because there was this trucker who was chasing him, and she was hiding in the bathroom stall, and it gets locked in, and she like reaches her hand through, and the trucker guy like grabs her hand and like just like puts her finger in his mouth and like sucks on it, but doesn't do anything to it, like doesn't bite it off or anything. He just sucks on it, and then she pulls her hand back through, and it's like it's freaky. That's the only part of the movie that really like weirded me out. Other than that, I was like, okay, this is stupid.
I'm weirded out just from you describing it.
It's so funny though. The guy,
I'm weirded out that it was a chick in the glory hole.
Yeah.
Isn't Good. That what you hope for?
Yeah, but it never is.
Well,
you feel the stubble.
But yeah, but this movie,
she could be Russian.
This movie, like it didn't matter the rules because I mean everything was so outlandish, and it's like okay, they get sucked, they go through a movie screen, get
it's
sucked
true.
Into a movie, so it doesn't even matter. Nothing matters.
They but probably died in the movie theater.
That's what I was thinking too, because at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, they end up in the sequel.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, they're all dead.
They're in purgatory.
Yeah. So, Anyway, he's not my favorite character for this podcast, but Thomas Middleditch's guy was my favorite character. Like, totally.
Jumping in favorite characters?
No. I just wanted to say that because he was so funny. I love how he got hit by the machete and then, like, they're all, oh my God, he's dead. And then, like, later on, he gets up. He's like, guys, I'm not dead. Just got hit by the car. I mean, it was so obvious. Like, once he starts walking out, he's going to get hit by the car. But then it happened and it's like, ah! And then the car, he's like on the hood of the car and the car just explodes. It's just so, oh man, it was so Looney Tunes, you know?
I like the,
so much happened so fast.
I like the part with the hunky hiker.
Yes.
And she turns around, where's the beef?
Yeah. The slasher. What's his name? Billy?
Yeah, Billy something.
Billy Murphy, I think.
I said, where's the beef?
Billy Murphy, yeah.
That mask was pretty cool, too. Like,
it reminded me of the mask from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
Booga, booga, booga.
Yeah.
It wasn't like super, super crazy creepy. It wasn't like Jason creepy, but it was close enough.
Or like the mask from the Jim Carrey mask before he like puts it on when it's just floating around the water.
I guess they went through a couple of reworks on the mask, and there was one that had like really defined eyebrows, and you can see it when it's sneaking up behind a Gertie. And like they called it the Eugene Levy mask.
I knew it. I fucking knew it the moment you said eyebrows.
But I don't know. As far as story goes, I guess there's not too much to talk about. I mean, it was more just a thrill ride / comedy. Okay, let's talk about Angela Trimber. Her character was ridiculous.
Was that Tina?
That's yes. Tina. Yeah.
The super slutty chick.
Yeah.
I loved when she was on that Adderall and just like tripping like crazy.
I guess the part with the fly. Flies by. That was actually ad lib. Like, that wasn't like a CGI fly or anything. There's you in the middle of that.
They animated the fly in.
No, that was an actual fly.
That was an actual fly. Oh my God, that was hilarious. And I love in the outtakes when she's like, a phone that you can fit in your mouth, and she just puts the whole phone in her mouth. Like, whoever's iPhone that was, they're probably like, oh shit.
And they had to put the life suit vest on her.
Yeah.
And duct tape mittens so she doesn't get all slutty.
Yeah. It's like she just can't like not slut it up for 10 minutes.
She's like so angrily dances as she sticks away the cassette.
Yeah, like she was all. It was just hilarious how she was like super tripping out on the Adderall, and whenever she could finally take off her clothes, she was like, "Yeah!" She was like an animal.
She's my chair.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
You said that like she downed a whole shit
it was like
ton
30
of
Adderall.
Well, actress
in real life. She
oh, really?
Chugged a whole bunch of energy drinks for that scene.
Oh boy!
So that she'd be extra wiggy.
She did.
She's the head of the L.A. Municipal Dance Squad.
Then her heart exploded.
Oh my God! Rest in peace.
She's okay though.
Yeah, she got a transplant right away.
But then she fell in a bear trap, so she's.
Oh my God! And that was. Okay,
let's
start talking about the traps they set out.
Okay. That was another like scene where it was just like from that point on it was just like
ridiculous
shit happening everywhere.
I was shocked, like I was not expecting that, and I should have been.
The bear trap, or
yeah, like because she fell face first into that bear trap. I was just like. I don't know why, but I wasn't expecting that. I knew she was going
to
die.
I didn't expect it because I had high hopes that she wasn't going to die so soon. Like,
all
right, she's going to be able to do some
shit.
Especially after doing that.
It was just so funny. She turns around to run away from him, trips on the tripwire, lands face first in the bear trap, and it's just, she's gone. And it was just like, I was sitting there watching, I was like, oh! I mean, like, I had to make an audible, surprise noise.
That was one thing I liked about this. Like, they did not, like, linger on any of the...
No, it was...
The
it
movie
was done
people's
pretty well done.
Deaths, they just blasted right through them. Like.
Yeah. Well, and you saw them die several times, like, in the trailers, but even then, it was just so short, too. It was just like, okay, this person's dead. Mm-hmm. How about when they went in the flashback and then maybe got splattered with blood, but then when they came back to the present day in the movie, she still had the blood on her? And then everyone just freaks out and runs away.
And then that's when Tina falls down the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did set
there
up that she's clumsy.
There was some foreshadowing there,
yeah.
Oh, man, but... Oh, but then they, you know, the whole... I like this setup.
Yeah.
I like this setup with lighting him on fire with those arrows.
With the marshmallows.
Yeah. Because then after that, when he's chasing them, and that scene was awesome.
The where, slow motion?
Yeah, it's all slow motion, and they're running.
What
because
is happening?
Because they were actually running. It's not like sometimes when they do slow motion like that, you can tell they're just like not actually running. But, you know, I mean, they'll still make it slow motion, but they're maybe like taking like just a step. But there was that one really long, like kind of like the camera was panning to the side. And they were just running the whole time. So you could tell they actually filmed that in real time and then slowed it down.
I guess they wanted to cool. really emphasize that part. It was originally going to be like 3 minutes of slow motion.
It was pretty long still.
But yeah, they had to cut it down.
And I loved the music playing in it too, because it was so quiet. And then there was just these loud like atmosphere effects that happened. Like in like the like those stings of like the keyboard and all this other weird stuff.
Ow! Ow!
That's what it's called in musical terms. It's called a sting.
Owie.
Banana. You know, like that's a sting.
My fingies.
Anyway, it was just cool. Like it was the horror parts were really well done. Everything about the movie was the comedy. And the fact that they were so all over the fucking place with their rules, just like other horror movies.
I just wish it was rated R. That's my only issue.
Me
with the
too,
movie.
Definitely. Honestly, though, because there was blood already,
right? But
all that would have been was more language.
No, because what a horror movie was tits. Like, what made a horror movie back then, especially, was just like the over the top violence, like not necessarily gore, but just like you would still see like someone's head cut in half or something.
That's
like that.
True.
Or they would have panned into the
I don't know,
the bear trap movie, on the face.
This movie really didn't need it though, because it focused more on the comedy than the horror.
I didn't get a single erection. More violence.
Oh, boy.
I had a problem with the fact that what's-his-face guy, not Tom Middleditch, but...
Adam Devine?
No.
Oh, the black guy?
Oh, no. Witch Mountain?
Blonde guy. Kato. Oh. Whatever. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with him surviving.
Football guy?
Yeah. Mr. Popular. I had a problem with him surviving. I did not... Because, the final girl thing. So isn't it just supposed to be her that survives?
Yeah.
Well, so then how come dude survived too?
Everyone survived. They all made it.
Well,
she means, at the
final showdown.
The concept of the final girl in like all other horror movies too.
All of them coming into the movie threw it all off because the original final girl.
No,
died.
I think
I get that. I mean, like the whole concept with the final girl in horror movies in general is that. That one girl is the only person to survive.
There's
everybody else
horror,
dies.
There's other horror movies I've seen where other people survive.
Like what?
Okay. For the sake
Saw?
Of
seen
my
so
point
many.
I am getting at here.
Saw doesn't count.
Well, fine.
Oh, my God.
And I think the...
Saw's more torture porn than horror.
It's not. Well, it's not a slasher. Slasher...
Sorry, Stacey, I feel you.
Stacey, go on.
I really felt...
I'm sorry.
Wow. He should have died.
Well, I think it kind of bent the rules only because I think the guy was kind of bleeding out and dying. Like he was useless. He wasn't gonna do anything. So
he was standing up in the end.
I think he started to come back. Like how she gained. Like
he stopped bleeding out.
Yeah, well,
that happens.
In just that crazy,
maybe, the wound just like
maybe he
cauterized
was
on itself. Or
yeah,
whatever.
In that crazy movie universe. Yeah, and
maybe
just, like,
he
how,
was transgender.
What? No, because she gained.
Doesn't matter. He's not a virgin, Jason.
It's bec-
still die because he's a dirty
well,
harlot.
Well, no, maybe he was a
lipstick.
Maybe he wasn't
slut.
Maybe he wasn't a virgin as a boy, but he got a vagina, and the vagina,
and the
hasn't
vagina had
been...
never. The vagina was a virgin vagina.
That's right.
Virgin
so,
vagina. What the fuck?
Thanks, Rileys.
No, anyway. What I was saying was that, you know, the rules. Like stuff happened at certain like points in time. Like she became like super strong once.
Yeah, that was the part the Highlander rules part, right?
So like before she's saying how heavy the machete is, and all of a sudden
God
she can just
Jason,
swing
I'm
her.
God.
It's not exactly the rule, so it's not the rule, so it's not like the
I
rules.
I can think of at least two horror movies where someone survived besides the girl.
But he can't.
I said one.
Slasher movies.
The only other horror movie.
Oh my God.
But because once she killed what's his face, then maybe like he just stopped dying because there's no more threat.
Yeah.
Because it's just weird movie universe rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once Billy died, the his point wound is, just like healed itself up?
The point is, it doesn't matter.
Sunshine and rainbows, you get to
it
live.
Doesn't fucking matter. It's just entertainment.
I'm making conversation for the podcast.
It's entertainment.
I thought that's what we're supposed to fight. Do it.
Kill
here.
Each other.
Wow. Anyway.
Thanks, everyone.
But yeah, some favorite scenes.
Oh. I wanted to add favorite death category to this.
Okay.
If it's okay with you, Jason.
That's okay.
This is my show.
I don't care what you think, Amanda. I'm asking Jason.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's okay with
me.
I'm
just asking.
Favorite deaths.
Favorite deaths.
Okay.
Favorite deaths.
Bear trap.
Favorite deaths.
Bear trap.
Favorite deaths.
Deaths.
Deaf.
Sean Fowles.
My favorite.
They're going to sing it.
Death.
I never did find the ghost.
Oh my
didn't
God.
Didn't hear it either.
Oh my God.
I'm not even gonna touch that.
Didn't that have subtitles?
My favorite death was Adam and his
elbow legs.
Scorpion body.
Oh my God, yeah.
I can touch the top of my head with my feet.
Like, didn't he have some stupid line he said like too when he was all folded in half backwards?
He didn't have I think he said like that hurt or ow or something dumb like that, but I can already tell you that my favorite line is going to be basically everything that Adam said in the movie, because he calls Hooters, or he calls boobs hoots.
Yeah, hoots.
You Hooters, you hoots, hootin'.
Hoots. Cool.
He is pretty funny.
He's
hoots, hoot, hootin'.
I was really sad that he got killed off.
Yeah, why couldn't he be the guy who survived?
I don't
know,
right?
So, I think he was in the hospital.
He was in the hospital, yeah.
He was, but everybody was.
There was scenes in the bloopers
that
of him.
That was hilarious.
In the full body cast.
I mean, I got one arm that's
I got
still
one,
good.
I got one bone that's still working. I'm not talking about my penis, though. It's just destroyed.
It's cut into eight pieces. And my favorite dad's going to still be the hunky hiker and the where's the beef.
Yeah.
Because that was so dumb, but that's exactly what it would have been like.
I was really let down by, I can't remember the black guy counselor's name. Maybe the one that maybe kisses.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Hold on.
I'll find it right now. With his earring. I can't remember his name, but I was.
Hold on. Wait. Blake.
I was let down by his death.
Yeah, his was pretty quick and just all right.
He's approaching the guy. You know what's going to happen. And so I was like expecting at least cut off his head or like down the middle of his head or something. Don't just like stab him in the side.
R-rating. Needs an R-rating.
Pussy shit.
But you know he's going to die because it was right after he kissed Gertie.
Well, yeah.
Gertie's such a terrible name, by the way.
Gertie.
Gertie.
Gertrude.
Gertie. Hey, my name's Gertie.
Hop on, Gert. Amanda, favorite death.
Favorite death, Amanda.
Well, in Perfect Dark, when you shoot guys, they go, "Why me?"
You know why?
Because I killed them.
Is this Zero or just like 360 Perfect Dark? Or
what the fuck? Who the fuck plays Zero?
That's the better one. Perfect Dark sucked on 360, and that was bullshit back then because there was like two games that were coming out for 360.
Okay, well, number one, I played on the N64.
That's Perfect Dark Zero.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Perfect Dark was the first one. Perfect Dark Zero was a 360.
Perfect Dark Zero is the... No, Perfect Dark Zero is the...
It's the...
Welcome
the
to Perfect Dark Cast.
Bitch, I have both of them.
Bitch.
Look it up, motherfuck.
Table flip.
Don't flip this goddamn
Perfect
table.
Dark
flip
Zero.
This goddamn table.
What the fuck?
Well, you know what?
Come on.
Fuck you.
We're right, Mandar. High five.
Ding.
It's also bullshit with the stupid go through everything gun. Favorite lines.
If this is a dream, then there's a very strong chance that my dad's going to come up to us naked and offer us some pecan pie. But don't take any. It's not pecan pie.
Ooh, pecans.
Pecans.
What did you pack, Tina? The basics, bikini, mouthwash, diaphragm.
That's all you need.
Blood cup.
Oh.
Blood cup.
I think my favorites at the very beginning, nothing could beat it, was they won't be singing Kumbaya. They'll be singing Kumbaya No.
I already said that everything that Adam said is my favorite line, but I'm looking for one good Kurt line.
Hey there, fun bags.
I really just saw that. Oh, what's up, fun bags? I think my favorite one was the Hooters one, though.
Hoots. I like the... Oh, go on.
Oh, this one.
Touch the back of it. It's just as hard.
No, Paul. I'll give you a hand with those melons. Talking about her boobs. You guys get me, right?
Yeah, we do, brother.
Hoots. Hooten.
Stacey, favorite character.
Adam. Kurt.
Kurt.
Fun bags. And Tina. I like both of them. Yep.
I'm going to go with whatever Thomas Middleditch's character was, because, like Duncan. I said, he is me,
his
kind of.
His name is Duncan.
Yes, like a yo-yo.
Yeah, and then I was like, he said that, and I was like, yeah, and maybe his character is like how I would be, and then I was like, oh, wait, they're brother and sister. We just.
Yeah, but I think they had sex.
Always, always creepy.
They're stepbrother and sister, ooh. And I think they lost their virginity to.
No, she lost her virginity to the guy with autism.
Yeah. I think that's what she said.
The autistic guy.
Well, I guess
I think Duncan has autism.
Yeah, you know what? I can't argue against it.
No,
yeah.
He has Asperger's,
which is a form of autism.
Burgers in your ass.
Oh my gosh, that's so. That's terrible.
All right, guys, guess my favorite character.
South All Park. Right, Jason's favorite
Hold
character.
Hold on, I want to hear Amanda's guess for my favorite character.
Is?
I think your favorite character is...
The Bear Trap.
G.
G?
G-Man.
Ollie G.
G-Man?
No, like a character. Like a character.
Oh, my God. I've never seen you like this. And I want to see it more often. Matt.
Jason's favorite character is the Firebird, or the machete,
I
or the clove cigarette.
Actual character,
it's the hipster with the clove cigarette.
That's a contender, but no.
Contender?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
Stacy's mom.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's the only part of the song I actually
is
know.
Your favorite character is. The
young Billy, because he changed.
Counselor that threw the fireworks.
Oh my God,
into the
outhouse. That guy was a dick. I wanted to kill that guy. I actually was hoping that
you
this,
like horrible people, though.
I was hoping that this movie would actually turn into a redemption story, and they would help. They would go back in time to when
you're the best.
The counselors like around. Fucked Billy up, and I wish they would.
I was providing background music.
I wish that they would have helped.
History repeats itself.
Billy, I wish that they would have helped Billy kill all those counselors because they were fucking shitbags.
How's that redemption? Billy kills him anyway.
I know, but I wish that they would have helped him and then he could have felt like he wasn't alone. And then maybe he would have just like been at peace.
My face is all scarred up from these burns, but at least I got friends.
Yeah, but he was all alone and he just stewed in his anger. And if he had somebody there... For him. Nobody was there for him.
Thanks for helping me kill these guys.
Golly.
Now I can see that even though I got scars, I got friends. People still
really
like me.
It made me sad.
You can see you can see past my skin.
Don't sympathize with a murderer.
That flashback made me really sad.
Oh my God, Billy was your favorite character. God damn it.
I said young Billy.
No, Billy in general.
Billy in general. Actually, it was Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah, you show your titties.
Because she's a slut.
Titties.
And she was sluts. Hilarious. She was funny.
She was funny.
Titties.
She was my favorite. Love like, sluts. I laughed more at her than I did at anybody else. Thomas Middleditch was a close
she
second.
She had nice mounds of personality.
Hoots.
Her hoots.
Her hoots. Nice hoots.
She's a hoot.
Okay, so we got favorite character. Putting favorite hats. Scene.
Oh,
Emo.
Yes.
Emo is not seen, Amanda.
Scene no, kids. It is a scene.
It's scene a scene. Kids. Scene kids. Emo.
Yeah, scene kids are emo.
Is that really your favorite scene?
No, I'm just
no.
kidding.
It's metal. I didn't think so.
I don't know any others.
Metal is your favorite scene.
What should I say? My favorite scene was the second flashback when the car hits Billy.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And then
I just like how it like scatters the
letters.
Yeah, yeah. The whatever it said, like
establishing
flashback.
Scene text.
Yeah. And the lollipop thing all of a sudden. Yeah. It's good times.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. That made me laugh. Yeah. I just love how, yeah, it's all back in time and he's just standing there. Poof. It's just so sudden.
Well, yeah, because it's like a really tense, it's coming off pretty tense scene.
And then it's like, ha, comedy.
They about to die. And then, lollipop, lollipop, bang you with the fucking car.
Lollipop.
Ba-doom, bam. Boom, boom.
That's cool.
I think my favorite scene is the final showdown between Billy and...
It's the final countdown.
Just because I like the light, like the purple lighting in the background and like
that
the lightning.
That was pretty badass.
Just... Even in
the
chapel.
Transition they did to that, too, was really cool.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, oh, it was awesome.
And even, like, the lighting in the chapel at the moment, like, where everything's just, like, one solid color.
Yeah.
Through most of it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was badass. My favorite scene was the credits.
In the sky?
No, the outtakes. The outtakes after the
that
hospital.
That doesn't count?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. Favorite scene.
You
remember
Billy murdered all the Collins counselors?
No, that made me sad. I was really sad. I was, okay? I got really sad. Favorite scene. It's got to be that striptease because she was so, like, She was tripping on Adderall so bad and, like, she was just... Oh, it was hilarious.
It was her last dance.
She was like an animal. Yeah, but like not in like an attractive sexual
woman.
Way, but in a like a, like this bitch is crazy way. This was awesome.
Well,
ratings.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Oh shit.
Oh no. The one thing.
Wow, I'm prepared.
The one thing I didn't think of.
I'm not prepared. I didn't
rate them.
Okay, I got a rating.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to count.
Use his calculator. Hold on.
One. There's one final girl.
No, there was two final girls. So yeah, I'll give it 3 out of 4 dead counselors.
Yay!
No, 4 out of 5.
No!
Dead counselors.
Yay! Stacy, rating?
5 tits.
5 hoots.
5 hoots.
5 hoots way up.
Way up your vagina.
Whoa.
Too far. I'm going to give this... 20 out of 30 Adderall.
Oh, God. Nice. Mandar, what's your rating?
I give it a final fantasy destination.
You can't escape death.
Like a log to the face. This has been That Movie Podcast.
You did it. You made it through.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Riley's, for sponsoring us.
Wow!
All the way to the end of the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, still got some.
Yeah, they're still sponsoring us.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Stacy.
You're welcome.
Hey.
And for all you listeners, Amanda here, the guest, is the one who does all the music on the show because Amanda is only the best.
Quick, do some music. For more like that.
By the way, that was totally a Paul F. Tompkins ripoff. I was hoping somebody would notice, but I guess not.
Nope.
But
you expect a lot of us.
Yes. Anyway, you can find us on thatmoviepod.blogspot.com or mcbuttstuff.com.
McButtstuff.
That's right.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. Oh, yeah.
All the socials at thatmoviepod. Patreon.com/thatmoviepod. And if you go there... And you like what we do, you can throw us a buck. And
dollar hollers!
We will give you a holler for a dollar.
Holla, 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 holla.
Halal?
Holla bread.
Holland.
Holland.
Holla back, holla back.
I ain't no holla back girl. We all holla back. We are holla back girls.
Jason.
Over here on That Movie Pod. And if you... throw us a dollar, we'll give you a holler. And anyway, with all that being said, thank you so much for listening. Semper Fidelis Tyrannosaurus.
Hey everybody,
get the fuck out of here.
Why does this taste like blood?
Why do you know what blood tastes like?
She's a woman.
You don't know what she's into.
Oh, no.
She just collects it in a bucket.
No, that's the whatever cup.
Stop it. What's that thing called? No, those are disgusting.
The vagina pail?
Those are disgusting.
Vagina pail?
The vagina pail.
What's that, please?
The vagina pail?
Yeah, it's like a Dixie cup for your vagina. Yeah,
Dixie cup that you like push up in you somehow, and then you like pull it out, and it like sucks blood out or some shit. I don't know what the fuck. I've seen them on the shelves. I don't understand how they work.
They're on the shelves.
The vagina
being
blood
sold in our stores.
The vagina blood.
At this rate, we don't even have to talk about the movie. They're selling vagina cups in our stores. Bring me my soapbox.
Our children.
My triggers.
Oh, hell yeah. So me and a guy who works at the restaurant.
You almost got me fired.
No, I didn't. We decided, you know how they have all those videos of like couples working out and using each other as weights? Well, me and this other really big white guy are going to try to do videos like that. It's going to be awesome.
You're doing like the couples yoga?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a whole lot of white and a whole lot of hairy.
Yep. Hairy white dudes.
It's going to be a whole lot of dudes sweating on
each other. Falling all over each other.
Welcome to Russia.
In Russia, yoga does you. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh my.
Who's yoga?
Hello. I am yoga.
I'm yoga. It's me, yoga.
Yes, I do you now. I don't know what that voice was. I don't know what that accent was.
Terrible. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Got her.
Yeah.
Just... Women, leave the cat alone.
No.
I forbid you from touching the cat.
Look, I just want to play with some pussy.
God.
Ringtone.
Yep.